Socialist student action marks the way for a national student movement for free education. Thea Sherif, Socialist Student National Organizer. Socialist students were out in force on Wednesday, the 21st of April, across the country campaigning for tuition fee and rent refunds for students, and for free education. Across 26 different campuses, socialist students held lively campaign stalls, open-air meetings and protests, to discuss with students how we can build the campaign on our local campuses, and link up with students in struggle across the country. Even though face-to-face teaching has yet again been delayed on campuses, meaning some universities were quieter than they would usually be after the Easter holidays, hundreds of students across the country put their names to petitions demanding fee refunds, and signed up to get involved with socialist students. The further delay to campus reopening has only fueled student anger, and added to the feeling that once again, students have been left behind. Socialist students lays the blame for this delay at the feet of university management and the Tories, who, thanks to years of cuts, have collectively failed to make our campuses safe for students and staff. There was widespread agreement that we need to build a national student movement to fight for all this. Students this year have gone to battle against marketization using rent strikes. Students have won various levels of rebates from universities, also winning tens of millions of pounds of emergency funding for universities from government. But imagine how much further we could go if actions across different campuses were linked and coordinated nationally. Socialist Students has laid down the marker for what is needed to end the crisis facing students and staff on the university campuses, a new national student movement to fight for free education, to scrap fees, for a cancellation of student debt, and for the introduction of living grants for students.